Political analysts are trying to determine what the most recent presidential campaign poll in New York means for other races in the state. The Siena College poll finds Donald Trump badly trailing Hillary Clinton in New York, that is home to both candidates. And as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, it could be good news for Democrats in the state Senate.
Donald Trump supporters in New York had hoped that the state could be in play for the Queens native, but the latest poll from Siena College finds that Hillary Clinton is ahead of Trump by 30 points, 57-27% in a two-way race. Siena's Steve Greenberg says it's getting late for that to turn around.
There are 13 weeks till Election Day. That is a long time in the political world. Anything can happen. However, New York has not gone Republican in a presidential election since Ronald Reagan in 1984. That's a long streak, and at the moment, that streak does not look to be in any jeopardy whatsoever.
Greenberg says when you drill down into the numbers, Trump's biggest weakness is among Republican voters. He says the vast majority of Democrats back Clinton, which is to be expected. But only about half of GOP voters are for Trump, with nearly a quarter of Republicans saying they would vote for Clinton. And Clinton leads among New York City voters by a huge margin, as well as being ahead with suburban, upstate, and independent voters. And the numbers hold up, even though Clinton personally is not all that popular. Greenberg says slightly over half of New Yorkers view her positively.
It's above water, but not by a whole lot. On the other hand, Donald Trump right now, only 24% of voters have a favorable view of Donald Trump. That's the lowest it's ever been. 72% of New Yorkers have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump, nearly three quarters.
Recent statements from Trump, including saying President Obama was the founder of ISIS, suggesting that Second Amendment rights people could somehow take care of Hillary Clinton, and Trump's fight with a Gold Star family have not helped, says Greenberg.
Donald Trump has been in the news a lot over these last few weeks, and not necessarily for good things.
A landslide for Clinton in New York could help Democrats retake the state Senate. Democrats already numerically have the majority, but they're split into two factions. Governor Cuomo, who in the past has been criticized for not helping Democrats to take the Senate from Republican control, has begun saying that he will back Democratic candidates. The governor at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia a couple of weeks ago said he'd support Democrats for the Senate as long as they were of good moral standing.
Yeah. Yes, I support Democrats. Doesn't mean I'm going to support a criminal because they're a Democrat.
Cuomo met privately with top Senate Democrats in early August, an event first reported by Politico New York. Senator Mike Gianaris, the Democrats' chief campaign strategist, also speaking at the convention, says Democrats welcome Cuomo's support, but he says he's most heartened by Clinton's increasing strength at the top of the 2016 ticket.
There's enthusiasm for Hillary Clinton in New York and tremendous antipathy towards Donald Trump.
Greenberg with Siena says even with the immense lead of Hillary Clinton in the presidential race, voters have a long tradition in New York of splitting the ticket when it comes to their local lawmakers.
They know how to vote for one party on one for one office and the other party for another office. So we have to see because it really is district by district.
But he says it's a presidential year, and historically, that's been better for Democrats. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.